So, will he sign it or won't he? And what's to be done if he doesn't? That's the question politicians across Europe are asking themselves. Mr. Klaus is keeping everyone in suspense, but political analyst Jiří Peher thinks the Eurosceptic Czech president will soon have to concede defeat.
I think that President Klaus will sign the Lisbon Treaty if the Constitutional Court decides that the treaty is in line with the Czech Constitution. Klaus would be really in a very difficult position. He would find himself under tremendous international pressure, but also domestically from Czech political parties and the Czech parliament. In fact, we would be risking a constitutional war between the president and the parliament, because under such circumstances, the parliament would undoubtedly try to force the president to sign the Lisbon Treaty. And we know that the Czech constitution is, in this respect, quite harsh to the president, and the president could be impeached.
There is now a debate as to whether it would be wise, if possible, to get the respective group of senators to withdraw their complaint so that the president would be able to sign the treaty immediately. Do you think that is wise, or do you think the Czech Republic should let matters take their course?
I think that the Constitutional Court ruled on the relevant parts of the Lisbon Treaty last year already, and it decided that there were no problems, that the Czech Constitution and the Lisbon Treaty were in line. Of course, the complaint that was lodged by the 17 senators now wants the court to rule on the entire Lisbon Treaty, not only on relevant parts, but still it is highly unlikely that the Constitutional Court would reverse itself and would say that the treaty is not in line with the Czech Constitution. And given these prospects, I think that it would be wise to withdraw this complaint and to make it possible for the Czech Republic to ratify the treaty and maybe get in return some important position in the European Commission. If this does not happen, then of course the European Union will not manage to start in January its functioning under the Lisbon Treaty, and that means that we will continue functioning under the Treaty of Nice. And that treaty says that as of November 2009, if a new treaty is not approved, the number of EU commissioners has to decrease. And so we will be under a lot of pressure to give up a commissioner, or we will be at least blamed by the rest of the European Union for causing this tremendous problem for the Union. So I think that withdrawing this complaint would be a good thing for the Czech Republic.
So either way, you think the Czech Republic has at the most until the end of the year to ratify the treaty?
Absolutely. I think that the Czech Republic has until December, basically, to ratify the treaty. If it doesn't happen, then I think the rest of the European Union will move forward with its own plan. We often hear that there is no plan B, but I don't think it's entirely true. I think that especially the big European countries, Germany, France, Italy, would go ahead with some contingency measures. And from what we can see and what we can hear, it seems that part of this plan is to punish the Czech Republic. And I don't think it's in the interest of this country to be in this kind of position.
So what do you think? Will it be signed by the end of the year?
My opinion is that, yes, the treaty will be signed by the end of this year. I expect the Constitutional Court to rule by the end of November at the latest, and then the president, in my opinion, will not stand in the way of this process, and the treaty will be ratified by the end of this year.
That was Jiří Peher speaking to Daniela Lazar.